Hi everybody, here we are with another program, and today is Wednesday, 12/5/2012, and we have another wonderful self-empowerment program to help you out with being self-empowered. So we'll see if our co-host is on. Are you out there, Ann, tonight?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hello, good evening, and good evening, everyone. We're looking forward to a great show of self-empowerment this evening. So thank you all for listening. We would love to have any testimonials about Ron's wonderful healings and clearings. And I want to remind everyone, too, that the wonderful Ascension preparation call is this December 15th, Saturday. And then we have three consecutive Sundays of the Physical Body Rejuvenation Intensives. And those dates are the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th. And on January 6th, so you can be ready, we will be experiencing the 2013 energies from Creation Lightship. And I look forward to that call every year. I've been on it, I think this will be my fifth time. It's going to be a little different this year, though, Ron, and I thought that might be an interesting thing for us to talk about tonight. Do you want to talk about that call a little bit and how we're going to experience the energies?
Yeah, what we do is on the call at the first of the year, we do is bring in the energies for the planet, which would be, in a sense, the ascension energies, which will allow you to sense each month on what's going to be coming your way and on the planet's energy way. So you're able to see how you wish to use the energies to do enhancement for yourself. And that's what it's for, is so that you get a little heads up of what you're going to be looking forward to. So, and you may want to keep a note of that. You may also want to make a little affirmation before so of what you may want to do for each month, and just kind of match them up month by month. So let's see what else we can do here. On the calls that we have coming up on the 8-hour calls, we get rid of the alien critters that live inside of everybody. So it's not only you that they live in other people too. And then when you shake hands, hug somebody, then they have a feeding frenzy, sometimes maybe even an alien war. You might feel yourself not feeling too good afterwards because you have two alien races battling, trying to take over your body. And that's kind of disconcerting, but this is facts, and this is what happens. So remember, whenever you take hands or hug somebody, you're exchanging their energy. And it may not be your own energy. Everybody thinks that it might be their own, but you become slimed and get these alien critters coming inside of you that you've never had before, probably. That's what these calls are about, is to clean your body out. That's what ascension is to clean out your body so you can go back to light with your body. But once you understand that, then you're going to notice that you probably don't want to shake hands or hug people that often, especially if they haven't had any clearings, because they could take away all the clearings that you've had instantly by getting rid of these things because you touched somebody and they jumped into you. And the more aware people already know that, so I'll just kind of like talking to the choir here. They already know what I'm talking about. But if you're new listening, you're going to go, wow, that's quite something. You know, I can get slimed and have alien critters come into my body because I hugged somebody or they hugged me or touched me. Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh. And that's why you sometimes feel uncomfortable after seeing somebody. And you might even feel yourself getting slimed. So what I'm going to do for you is a clearing. So think of somebody today or yesterday that maybe you shook hands with or touched or brushed up against. Maybe it's that person that you saw and you go, God, I hope they don't come over to me. They came over to you in line at the grocery store or something. And they bumped into you. I kind of find it interesting how at times, not too often, maybe twice a year, somebody will tap me on my shoulder. And right away I know they're going to be doing that because they have my radar out instantly. But you wonder why somebody does that. Or you're talking to somebody and they always want to put their hand over and touch you with one of their fingers, you know, every 30 seconds as they're talking. You may know what I'm talking about here. What are they doing to you? Are they sampling your energy? Or does the alien critter inside of them, the shapeshifter possibly, want to attach to you to get your energy? Another way of looking at how people work here and what works inside of people. So think of that person that happened either yesterday or today that maybe you didn't want to have any kind of involvement with, and yet they forced themselves on you. I'm going to take away that energy. Here we go. So think of that person right now and maybe the time that they did it. Maybe they did it three times in a row to you, a couple hours apart or something. So I'll do three of these for that same person, just in case they did that. So the first occurrence, here we go, taking this energy away. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay. Now, be the same person if they happen to do it three times. If you're in shopping and you're looking for some type of clothing and the person handed you the clothes and they just wanted to touch your energy, they brushed their hand up against you or something. Here we go. Second occurrence. One, two, three. This one feels pretty yucky for somebody out there. Four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay, and third occurrence. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay. We'll see how that feels for you. We'll get into a little bit of the sexuality stuff here right now. So maybe somebody slapped your butt or pinched your butt or something, you know. This happens off and on with people. And what did they give you? So here we go. Think of that time that it happened to you. And here we go. So one, two, releasing the energy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. There we go. Okay, we'll see if we get some comments. Because remember, this is we're actually talking about self-empowerment, because what this is happening to you is actually something that's going to disempower you. How do you become self-empowered? Walk away, Renee. Oh, oh, here we go. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. I would love to just talk about that a little more. Like someone is saying on the fast chat, does shrink wrap help? You know, suppose you're someone who's in a job, like you work at a store, and, you know, this is going to happen to you. It's almost unavoidable. You can do your best, I suppose, but I, you know, like I do know somebody that does all the clearings, and now they're working in a store, and they're around a lot of people. So is the best thing to do to just power up your spirit as much as possible, be in your body, be heart-centered, and shrink-wrap your aura, and then... I don't know. I guess that's the best
that's
you can do,
right?
That's
about all you can do, and hopefully it will help. You know,
right.
It all depends how much energy is in that person. Energy-wise means maybe the alien critter, the shapeshifter, whatever wants to touch you. Depends how much they can invade your space, and they may just see the light around you as something that they can steal from you since you're doing the shrink wrap, so that they can say, oh, you know, they're looking around in the store and they see 100 people and they zero in on you and they want to steal your spirit, your spirit's energy. That's what the dark side does. And so they can zero in on you and start stealing stuff from you. This is why you have to keep your body temple sacred. And it's, once you understand what we're talking about here, then, you know, it's a very easy thing to do. You just don't do these things. So... But to the new timer, listener, the newbie, and you notice that everybody typically wants a hug when you get together on holidays and stuff because you haven't seen him for a year. And you go, uh-oh, here comes Aunt Thelma and Uncle Harry. And Uncle Harry likes to pinch me on the chin or my cheek, you know, and really likes to give me this hug that suffocates me. And, uh-oh, here they come. So how do you avoid that? Well, one easy thing to do is to start to sneeze. They normally back away. Maybe put your hand in front of your mouth and sneeze and pretend like your hand's all wet. I'm sure they'd walk away instantly, not wanting to shake your hand or to hug you since they think you have mucus on your hand or something. That's one way to do that. No, you gotta be creative here. Remember, you gotta protect your body. No, nobody goes out to the freeway blindfolded, and you know has a sign on "Please don't run me over" in front of them. You know, so what mm-hmm. else are you gonna do? You gotta be creative on this here. So up to you. You know, as far as you know, saying yeah, I gotta conform to these stupid rituals. That's been passed on from generation to generation about handshaking and hugging people, and I just have to do that because everybody else does it. No, that's not the way it needs to be. You're in charge of your life. How do you want to create your life, and what do you want to do about it? You want to become slimed when you go to events and then give that to your partner? Remember, whoever you're living with can get slimed too. Maybe that hit that they gave you, a psychic hit, that sliming, was made for your partner. Oh, you don't know. The aliens are very cagey, so you got to be very careful. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. So I guess the whole answer is what we all know, is to just keep doing these healings and stay as powered up as we possibly can. Somebody asked a question, and I kind of had this on my mind as well. When we're going to be doing this call on the 6th, and you do suggest we do some affirmations for the different months, can you talk a little bit about how important it is to be doing the right kind of affirmations that are coming from our spirit, and that we're doing that in a place of being heart-centered and not in our heads? Because a lot of people do affirmations, and it's mind energy. And so I was wondering if you could make us all clear on the difference.
Yeah, it's really the same thing, except that you're using your heart in place of your head. Remember, the darkness created mind from heart. So whatever happens in your heart is replicated by the mind energy, but they don't allow you to go to your heart to do it. So then you're in mass consciousness. And so that's the basic thing. So the Saturday call or Sunday call is not necessarily for you to do affirmations, just to get an idea of what's going to be happening during the year. But you can do affirmations too. It's just to see where you're going to be, how you want to steer your life, and how the energy feels for you to do something that's creative. That's all that it's for. So as far as, like, most people use mind energy, this is a good month to do this, that, or the other. Well, once you're on the call, then you're heart-centered. So then you're going to be able to probably see through what you initially are asking for, and you may get something else a little different. And then you know that you want to work on whatever it is there. So that's kind of what it's for. But a lot of people like just having a heads up of what's going on, coming to the planet energetically for its ascension, so you can go along with that to try to use the energy that's coming in to self-empower yourself. So
is it possible we might actually receive some information from our spirits during that call, Ron?
Possibly.
We might get some sort of hints.
It's hard to say because maybe your spirit's in non-judgment. It's not really going to try to hit you over the head with something. But as you're there being creative and source energy, then you may have an inspiration coming your way. And from that, you may be able to do an affirmation from that. Remember, your spirit probably, when you connect to it, it's great. But it's not going to tell you what you're doing wrong, what you're doing right, because it's a non-judgment. And that's a little hard for people to understand because they're used to using mind energy all the time. When you're in mind, then you're in darkness, and the darkness wants to bring you duality. And so everything seems to go in the realm of duality through your thoughts and then you affirmations with your thoughts in order to bring forth the results still in duality, send you further down the rat hole. So remember, everything that we talk about is for your physical body ascension and your spirit's ascension, or both, or both. It depends on you. And you want to get out of here. That's the only reason why you're listening to this program is because you don't want to be here. You've been here long enough, and this is the time to get away. A lot of people will get away this December, probably, 21st, 22nd, going into their fifth-dimensional realm of ascension, we'll say, with the cosmic energies, hooking everybody up, and then they'll be land of darkness forever because the light won't know where they're going, won't look for you in the darkness unless it happens to find light somewhere in there. And what will come back in their place will be clones. And we're already seeing that now in the last month, actually further back than that. So we're living in a more clone-based reality. The timelines are kind of like spaghetti noodles now all over the place. So the alien races are basically fighting for supremacy on how many they're going to be taken off planet. So if you do know somebody who talks about the ascension in 2012 and fifth dimension or fourth dimension or whatever dimension they're talking about, remember, once they use the word dimensions, know that it can't be light because the light doesn't have any dimensions. It doesn't separate itself out. It doesn't have lesser light or more light or higher self or lower self, any of these things that you have been taught and learned about. Or just to hear somebody in passing talking about it, you know that they're talking about darkness. Because light only knows light on judgment. Everything else has judgment attached to it. That's how you know if a person is really talking about true spirituality of source energy versus the true spirituality of the light of the darkness, which entraps you here. And that's why you're listening to the program, because you're still trapped here. If you weren't here, you wouldn't be listening to the program. Somewhere else in the land of light, enjoying experience, not knowing about this place either. So that's the way it works. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes, thank you, Ron. Now, is there something, I know you have told us before, and I'm sure that everyone listening already knows this, just to ignore all of the cultural, societal mentions and drama that they're talking about for this month. But is there something else we should be doing, you know, maybe specifically on those dates to, you know, be sure we're protected? Or do you think everyone who's doing the Creation Light Chip healings in general will be okay? Ron, are you there?
Yeah, yes, I would definitely do the 2,000 Year of Darkness barcode. I'm sure connected in that, in the programs that are running, which is what's attached to your body, I'm sure that the December date is connected to that. So I would do that clearing. And I would also definitely do your spirit barcode clearing if you haven't done that yet, so that you can at least have a link to light. If you do get taken off, you will not be stolen in darkness completely. I would find you at ascension time. Hopefully you'd
right.
take a situation before that. That's why why we have the barcode up, so that the light can find you. The light doesn't know that you're here. That energy of source doesn't know any of its creations. It creates in 1,000 years. Art reboots itself so that people can start over again. So all of its creations that it has, really no energetic link or number system, we'll say, on it, so that it knows who and what you are. It just looks for light. It doesn't judge you. It doesn't say, oh, here's Sally out here on Earth, Sally Smith, and there's also a Sally Jones and a Sally Peabody. No, it doesn't know anybody. It just knows what light is. It looks for light. Remember, when it just looks for light, that's all that it does. When you get and go through the ascension process, then you have to go through decontamination because your spirit does hang on to the residuals of your emotion. Go into the quarantine room, and they clean off your spirit, find out how much of you is left that hasn't got taken away by you praying in churches and having people doing witchcraft and spells and hexes on you and anything like that. So that's the whole process, is that the light doesn't know who you are, because it doesn't need to. It just looks for light. You're just part of the puzzle. And when it does find you, then it will see how much of you is left. And it may choose at that point to look for the parts of you, because the darkness will be attached to you, and it'll follow the darkness energy to you. And then from there, wherever the darkness is, it'll try to retrieve you. But basically, that's the way it works. So, you know, if you're whole and complete, then it won't have to do any looking. But it will attempt to look for you if it can find you in the land of darkness. And then you're lost. And you're only lost because of your belief systems in duality and getting trapped in darkness, all that they give you here. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I was also thinking, kind of on the same subject, that maybe we could clear the numbers again, the 12-12 and 11-11 and all that, because I sometimes still see those numbers.
Okay, so here we go. So you need to think of a number that you want to clear. This will be your own personal number. So here we go. That first number, we'll clear that. We'll do four numbers. So the first one, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next number, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here we go, everybody. I'll do one more. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, back to you, Ann.
I know what I thought of. When you were saying that our light might actually attract ETs, which I have felt that before, and also with dark entities or the ghosts that are floating around, it's like it seems like they like me sometimes. Is there some way we can, other than shrink wrap, you know, cloak ourselves so we're not conspicuous if we have to go into a store or something like that?
In a sense, you want to be actually invisible.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, you don't want to have any judgment. See, people read your psychic billboard. And so your psychic billboard is what they're going to be relating to as what you are going to be going through in your life. So if you don't know about the psychic billboard and this is your first show, that's what people are looking at when they look at you. See somebody, and right away, consciously, everybody gets downloaded what this person is transmitting. Well, if your billboard is cleaned off, which means, I'm saying this in reverse here, which means that, see, you don't have a billboard when you don't have any issues, okay? So, no issues, no billboard. And who's going to want to talk to you? Okay, because nobody would, because you're not dealing mind energy. So, as your billboard is zeroed out, then energy will basically flow through your body, as your body will be zeroed out. So you want to get the clearance to get rid of the energies that your body is seeking out of itself to draw people to you. That's how on your psychic billboard. Now you could be wondering why awful things are happening to you. And maybe they're all things that happen at the age of 6 and they're recycling. Maybe they recycle every 10 years. And so now you're, say, 46. So, wow, I'm having an issue that I had when I was 6 years of age. What's going on here? Oh, it's only because your billboard is recycling events in your past, and maybe it only comes up every 10 years. So now you're in that special time and timeline of that event. Remember, the timeline can be the same timeline. It doesn't have to be at your current age. You could be living a timeline of sadness, that you had when you were six, and it could recycle every 10 years. It all depends what the aliens put into your DNA to recycle yourself. Remember, all you're doing is running programs. So if you realize that, then how do you stop the programs? Well, you stop the hard drive from working. What's the hard drive? It's your mind. Hello. So just get out of the thoughts. Get out of that mind chatter, okay? And then do the clearings. That's what Jesus did. He started clearing people so they could become like a baby to go into the kingdom. That's what you need to do. It's very simple. The teachings that he had 2,000 years ago are no different today than what it was then. Just that some people think that everything happens automatically for them because they read something, they learn something, and they think that because they learned it, that they understand it, and that's the work's already done automatically. And that's not true. So they release yourself from the judgments that's stored inside of you. That's the whole process. Not get tied up in other people's conflicts and situations. You would be a part of that, and it would be a part of you because you're resonating to that same energy. It could be a little bit or much more. So if you're more peaceful, then you're going to have, and if you do the mind to heart drop all the time, then you're going to be able to counteract a lot of that, what's going on around you. It's still going to be in your body, which is not going to, you know, make your body ascend. You want to get rid of the stuff in your body. So the mind to heart drop is like a temporary fix, maybe for a few minutes, to give you some peace. Have the energy with you all the time, then the mind to heart drop is going to be living continuously. So this is just a little tool to put you into source energy so you know what it's like and you know what peace is like. But when you're not there, then you're running your karma. That's your karmic lesson. This is what the planets gave you and the aliens gave you and everything else out there that's controlling you as you're thinking. And the thinking activates all of this stuff. So back to you, Ann.
Wow. Okay, Ron, thank you so much. Such wonderful information tonight. I believe we have a caller. I heard a beep earlier. Is there someone on the line?
Hello, this is Ed.
Hi, Ed. Welcome. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Sure. Thank you, Ron. We're talking about self-empowerment, and there's something going on around us that's, I think, probably disempowering many people and causing a lot of anxiety, and it's the scenario where there's the increasing number of sinkholes all throughout the Madrid Fault and the bubbling up through the sinkholes of radon gas, and they say there's some sort of a natural gas plume underneath there that if it comes up to the surface could just ignite and wipe out everything that it's so huge for many, many miles around. Then you have the underground bunkers in the Ozarks that we're seeing on Jesse Ventura and Alex Jones, and they're showing everybody how the elite have these billionaire bunkers all under the cave systems throughout the Ozarks. There's one town in the Ozarks that has, normally you'll have 7,000 people per bank is the approximate ratio. Well, there's this one town in the Ozarks where they're building all these castles and underground bunkers, and supposedly there's 15 cities underground. They have there as many banks, one for every 35 people. So there's nowhere near the people around. All these brand new banks are springing up all over. So obviously the in crowd with the money is trying to get away from something. Then on the outside you got the sinkholes, and then on top of all this you've got all these people dreaming about the earth just being completely in rubble, no fires or any, no type of storms or anything, but just like the earth is just shook so much that it's turned into rubble. What can we do about that? To not be on that timeline, is that possible? Can we do a clearing for the fear being generated through all this planning and real-world stuff that's going on?
Yeah, there's always, yeah, that's good, Ed. There's always things happening that you know nothing about. So, the fact that they're there and they're doing this, on their timeline, that's great. could intersect with our timeline. Yeah, all this stuff could. I don't fear death. It doesn't bother me. You know, if they say the world's going to end tomorrow, okay, let it end, and you know, I'll just leave. You know, that's my thing. So I don't really tie into the dramas and traumas of other people's realities. You know, it's very possible that they could be all underground safe. They could have an earthquake, and all these places could just all of a sudden, trap everybody, and they could all die too, you know. So as far as everything else that's happening, if the dark side's doing gases and stuff, then maybe as we do more clearings, it will tend to bring more light in, and the darkness will choose to leave. The timeline is what you want to get off of. So as people start hearing these fear-based things, and they can be pretty scary, you know, if you have to realize that, what's in the chemtrails? I don't talk about chemtrails hardly ever. But, you know, what's in the chemtrails? I don't really want to know what's in the chemtrails. Can it harm me? Yes. Is it going to affect me? Possibly. What can I do about it? Well, not a whole heck of a lot. So from there, until they stop doing it, and maybe, the Earth gets put back the way it was initially, peace energy, then nothing we can really do about it. Just one of those things. It's like eating food. You buy food and it's processed, and that's what you have to eat. So, 100 years ago it wasn't that way. Now it is. So we can get off the timeline, though, that people are projecting out and worrying about something like this here. They're just drawing in more negative energy. And is a negative energy going to be valid? Yeah, you know, fear is valid. But why not get into peace? And you know, there's always something there. There's always been underground tunnels and bases by all the militaries. And every military has this known throughout the planet here. Well, you can travel underground to many, many places. So here we go. Let's get off the timeline of this fear, anxiety of what the shows are teaching us and showing us. And, so releasing the energy. I think it's something that you've seen that was fearful, have heard about coming down the pike, or the pipe, whatever the word is there. And here we go. So one, pushing you off that timeline. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Let's realize, what did these people do that are in the Ozarks? Who told them about something happening and what's going to happen? And so they're choosing to have their reality based in fear. And it's not that it's maybe a bad thing for anybody, but you know, kind of you have to choose where you want to put your life and what you want to experience. So is what they're talking about or what they were told real? Very possibly. But it's on that timeline that they're looking at. And so if you're not on the timeline, could it still affect you? Possibly. But allow them to have that timeline and go into that situation. So hopefully that helped everybody. So it's a little difficult for me to talk about this stuff that way because, where are your fears, everybody? And, you know, are they doing the right thing? Well, according to each person, if you talk to them who are doing this, who have the money to go into underground cities, et cetera, they're there because that's where they choose to put their energy, where they choose to live. Is that bad? No, it's not bad. Is what they're talking about going to really happen? You know, some type of natural disaster. No way. The light only works in the present moment. Is it alien controlled? Yeah, it would be if it's that coming down the pike, of course. It has to be. So, you know, they should be putting, you know, their money into people who are fighting the darkness rather than putting it into castles underground. You know, in fact, if anybody's listening, you know, send me some money so I can do some more alien fighting the aliens out of here. I would love to be promoted that way. So, with black credit cards, that's unlimited usage. Well, here we go. Let's do another clearing. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Go to the Mind of Heart Drop for everybody right now. That way you can become more more heart-centered. So here we go, dropping down. And remember, you have to command your spirit. This you can do yourself, naturally. But you have to either whisper it or talk it out loud, because otherwise you're in the mind. Your spirit doesn't know what mind is. When you think it inside of your head to do the Mind of Heart Drop, it's not doing it. It doesn't live there. It doesn't live in your mind. It lives in your heart. So you have to tell it what you want to have done. Oh, here we go. Command in your spirit to do the Mind of Heart Drop, dropping down. I count from 10 to 1 backwards, so you're going to feel your thoughts come into your heart to become peaceful. Take some out of duality. Then they're just letters and words. Maybe not even words. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hey, so thank you, Ed, if you're still on the line. That's very good. And they're just trying to expose people, you know, on the media, which is good, of what other people are doing. And it might wake people up to become more heart-centered. Never know. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes, thank you, Ed. Really, Ron, anytime something's brought to our attention like that and we have an emotional response, or if we have a dream, we should immediately just do the timeline crashes on it.
Yes, definitely. Like, do the timeline crashes on it and put whatever that situation is that you're dealing with to get off of that timeline, especially when you have dreams, because that's right away a bleed-through, and you're only having the dream because that's where you are, and you want to get rid of that energy, because you want to become peaceful, and that's just a bleed-through of you living somewhere else. That's a validation, the same as deja vu, so you don't want to live anywhere else but here, on this one timeline only. Remember, in the universe of light, only in the now, which means there's only one particular place to live in the now. Not a multidimensional being living in all places at once. No, you're just living in one place in the now. That's the way the light works. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. And I wanted to say to everyone, Ron has agreed before the show ends, which is coming up quickly, he'll do a water charging for us. So if you want to get a glass of water ready, we'll do that in 5 minutes or so. And if we could go back to the billboard thing for a moment, Ron, I'm fascinated. I understand the clearing the billboard, so there's nothing on there. Some dark ET race is running for you, your script. And I understand if you're, let's say you're looking for a job, well, you want to have something positive about yourself on your billboard so that that's what people see.
Yes.
But I am fascinated that the best billboard is nothing on there at all. And the way to accomplish that is to just constantly be clearing, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Doing the billboard clearing, I meant to say.
you want to get rid of your stuff. And at some point then, as let's just say that you had everything in you and your DNA neutralized, okay? We'll just say that you're one of those super brave people, and jokingly I'll say this, who gets on the mountaintop when it's thunder and lightning, and you put up this gigantic antenna, and you get struck by lightning, okay, and you live through it, you know? And that neutralized all your DNA. That's why people have had these, using the term loosely, a near-death experience. So I'll just say the people that had a death and they saw themselves maybe on, you know, on top of the ceiling looking at their body because the body died for, you know, whatever amount of time. We'll just say 5 minutes. And all the cells in your body get turned off. Your hard drive gets demagnetized, we'll say. You know, it's kind of like the old days of having a reel-to-reel tape or cassette and you want to bulk erase it. Well, that's what happens. And then all of a sudden, your spirit jumps back into the body again, and there's no more really, you know, DNA in there that's going to activate it, typically. I won't say it's 100%, but all of a sudden the person becomes a different person. Why? Because your spirit now is able to communicate more to them because the DNA is not inhibiting that. And so naturally, if you were completely cleared out, then you'd be working with heart energy and not mind energy, and you'd be able to use the energy of the heart to bring forth your manifestation. And that's what, when I talk about affirmations, that's what you'd want to be doing, you know, to find out what you may want to do on that, the call of the first of the year. And that call, date-wise, would be the 6th of January, 2013. So you can sample the energies to see how you can interface with that of each month. And that's kind of the way it works because it's the same energy. It's the same process. I won't say the same energy, but it's the same process as how the dark works because they copied the light. So once you're cleared out, then you manifest through your heart instead of the mind. And you bring things to you from the universe of light and the light consciousness as opposed to the darkness energies that would be here. So you're just getting a different way of looking at it. So, and everything will not have a situation or cause and effect relationship attached to it. So, back to you, Ann.
Great, Ron. Thank you so much. And I believe we have another caller on the line. Hello, is someone there?
Yes. Hi, this is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
Hi. I have a question about the nano clearing. I know I've done it before. So I was going to pay for the unlimited, but I'm thinking when I sent the money in, it was when I was sending the money in before I did PayPal. So what would I do? Do I write you to Ron to, I mean, how do I do this? Because I went on there just a little bit ago to pay for it, and it wants me to pay, you know, the 25 plus the 25, but I've paid the 25. I know that because I ran it before my surgery. You know, I did it in June. But how do I do that now?
Send me an email,
well, it
Mark.
Sounds like you just need the username and password. Is that right? Because you've already paid for it.
No, you have to pay for don't you have to pay for it for unlimited, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you don't want to have to pay the, okay. Yeah, send an email to Ron.
Well, which email?
Ron, which is the best one?
Yeah.
Do you want that to go to CLS Questions or?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Okay.
Creation Light Tip at Yahoo, that's fine.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have a great evening, Marcy.
You too.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. I guess maybe we'll...
What I will talk about before we sign off here...
Okay. Hi, everyone. Sorry, we have another caller. Who's there?
Oh, okay.
Hi,
Ann. Ron,
hi, Ann. Hi, Larry.
So I just had a question for Ron that the churches were concerned about, is God and Jesus one? And my viewpoint is that God is an alien authority over the dark spirits that invade the people on the earth. God is not the light, but Jesus was the light who shared light with the people. And I'm wondering if Ron had an opinion about that.
Well, not being typically that well-versed with the Bible, even though I went to church a long time ago, you know, everybody has their own take on it. Jesus, which was basically Emmanuel, was a light being. So everything was kind of mixed up. And it's really hard to kind of talk about that. But the God energy, that would be there. If you change it to source, it might work, may not work. Most people are afraid of God. They're you know, everybody's, you know, I don't know anybody who, as you talk or listen to talk shows on the radio about the God energies, people are afraid that if they do the wrong thing, God's going to zap you. Well, the source energy doesn't do that. Darkness will. So when you denounce the light, denounce the energy, go into mind, then, yeah, of course it will zap you because you're in the alien agenda. But Jesus was a light being as far as, and it's hard to say what they're talking about and when. So that's the only way I could really mention that. So that's it.
Okay.
The body was, you know, was a special body that was here to have light beings come into it.
Okay. Thank
you, Larry.
Okay.
Thank you, Larry. By the way, everyone, I would go to the natal barcode clearing and clear God and all those other religious words that you might have heard or been raised with or taught so that they'll lose their charge for you. I've done that.
Okay, we have a question here on the 6th of January. Yeah, it's a four-hour call, I believe. It may be five, but typically it's four. And it's from 1 o'clock Pacific time, so 1 to 5. We'll be doing 7 days of water for you, so you want to get 7 containers of water. I think most people typically buy half a gallon of water. Some people buy a gallon of water. That way it's already prepackaged. And, you know, it has a cap on it that won't get polluted or bacteria in it if you happen to run your own, but it, you know, that's up to you. You'll want to use their own water, and that's perfectly fine. But you do get 7 days of water where you drink each bottle one at a time. So, one day after each other. So I guess our show's coming to an end. I'll just briefly say something here. Well, let's say that you're completely stripped of all your DNA. You're not in judgment. Now you want to build a house, okay? And you want to build a stick house, which would be out of 2x4s, et cetera, you know, wood from trees. And naturally, when the tree was cut down, it was in trauma, so it's going to carry the DNA of that. Are you going to feel that in the tree, okay, in the wood, in your house? Are you building a house that's corrupted because it went through trauma, okay, and whatever else it went through in this lifetime? No, you would not feel that because you won't be resonating with the trauma associated with something else that's physically here. That's why I said when you become invisible, we'll say, with the energy, it doesn't matter what somebody's issue is, it's not going to resonate to you, and you're not going to be able to figure it out or find it because you're not living in the darkness energy to bring the karma, the darkness, to you to recycle. So let's do the water charging. Get your glass of water, everybody. I'll count to five, and it'll be charged up. The light being will be activated for the next 2 hours, so enjoy that too. It's activated right now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I need to get ready for the next program that I'm doing. So blessings, everybody. Thank you, Anne. And your water will be charged up in about 1 minute. So 1 minute of time, drink your water. Thank you, everyone. Blessings.
Thank you, Ron, and good night, everyone. Thanks so much. Bye.